This special series is to help you know and learn about the faith and the service of members who have served and supported Roswell First Baptist Church for many, many years. And we have the real pleasure and the experience and honor today of spending some time with a man who's been here for a long time. His name is Steve Ivey. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gene. Nice to be here.
Well, we have learned some interesting things about you and your family situation as we have talked before we started. But the first basic question is, when did you become a member of Roswell First Baptist Church?
Well, it was in 1973. I don't remember exactly the month, but Brantley Seymour was our pastor, and that's in 1973.
Well, you have over 40 good years to talk about, don't you?
40 good years, yes.
We won't talk about the bad years.
There were too many. So.
Just the good years. I guess the very first question is, how did you end up in Roswell, Georgia?
Well, we, as a young family with three children, were living in a two-bedroom apartment in Buckhead, and we decided we wanted to build a house, and so we were given a piece of property here on some old family property in Roswell, and so we built a house here on Willie O. Road.
And you have been here since then?
Every minute.
Well, it's a beautiful experience you have, and we appreciate visiting with you at your home today, but let's stay with our discussion about Roswell First Baptist and your experience there. Were you a Christian when you joined Roswell First Baptist? When did that happen in your life, Steve?
Well, yes, I was a Christian. I grew up in a small Baptist church in Detroit, Michigan. Came to know the Lord in when I was 13 years old, and in that church, Strathmore Judson Baptist Church, and walked that hard, long walk down the aisle, and was hugged by Pastor Roy Macbeth, and I knew I was Lord came into my life and has been with me ever since, helping me along the way.
It's beautiful that you remember that experience so many years ago like you do. Well, let's now focus on Roswell First Baptist and yours and Mary Ann's time there. What was the first thing that got you involved once you joined the church?
Well, Brian was in first or second grade, and I asked Brantley about an RA program, and he said, well, we don't really have one. Why don't you just start one, Steve? And so I did that, and it was a slow start, and we started with a few boys and grew and carried that on till Brian was into high school as leading the RA group, and that gathering volunteers to help and going on camping trips, and we had a good time. I still am in contact with some of my guys that we still remember some of those crazy camping trips we went on up in the Cahutta Wilderness, and we had a good time and studied the Word and had fun at the same time.
Now, Steve, in fairness to you, you call those crazy camping trips, but I won't dare ask a question about that. We'll just leave it alone.
No parents or anybody needs to know what went on.
What other activities have you reached out into over the years at First Baptist?
Well, I have enjoyed serving as a teacher, not a choir leader, but just a hand in the first grade children's choir for over 20 years, and I've learned a lot in first grade in that first grade choir, and I'm in the adult choir. Of course, I enjoy that because I just enjoy the music. I'm not a musician, but I enjoy the music, and I enjoy the people that I sing with, and or try to sing with anyway.
Well, that makes a lot of good sense and fits in just right, because I'm not a musician, but I enjoy the choir also. But at any rate, the choir has been a major benefit of Roswell First Baptist for many years, right?
Exactly. I am a deacon and have been chairman of the deacons a couple of times in my youth, but I'm letting that go to the younger guys now and take over the deacons. They seem to be moving along and doing a really good job with the deacons.
Now, you mentioned that you were teaching also. What category of teaching were you involved in?
Well, they call me a teacher in the choir, in the children's choir group, and I just help Tanya Corbett. She's the choir leader, but I'm also a Sunday school teacher right now. Have a good group of about 14, 15 folks that are loyal Sunday school members, and we enjoy one another and discussion every Sunday morning. So
let's go in this direction for a minute. You've been involved in so many activities, and you've been there for over 40 years. Where and how does the benefit of being a member of Roswell First Baptist Church fit in with your life, Steve? How does being there, what does it mean for you to be there?
Well, I have always, in my growing up years at the little church I grew up in, I saw my dad serving in that church wherever he could serve. And I kind of think that a large part of my faith and Christianity is serving in the local church, doing whatever you can do, and that includes in the community also. But I've always wanted to be able to step up, and if there's some need or some position that needs to be filled, or some little, I've done everything from making sets for the drama group to painting the hallways. It's just wherever there's a need, I like to be there and be able to help, and that has helped me in my attitude, I think, in everything that I do. It's a part of being a Christian, I think. Part of loving Jesus is loving people and helping people.
Beautifully said, Steve. I think the one point I'd like to ask you to spend a minute with right now is simply this. How do you compare Roswell First Baptist Church, and I'm talking about in a climate atmosphere and a cultural atmosphere, how do you compare Roswell First Baptist when you came in the 70s and where we are here today in 2015? Give us some insights into that.
Well, you know, Roswell has always been a friendly church, and I think that's what just the first day that Marianne and I and my family hit the doors of the church back in 1973. It's been people just loving us, you know, for no reason, actually, just and friendly and helping. And I remember when we were putting this big old wood burning stove in my living room just after we'd moved in here, the Sunday school class we got involved in came over and helped me move it down those stairs and into that living room, and it weighs about 1,500 pounds. So that I thought that was a wonderful show of love for people that they didn't even know well. You know, they just came over and did that. And
they just thought you'd invite them back in the wintertime when it was warm and they could feel the heat, right?
Exactly. There was some benefit for them, yes. And we loved that class, and they just brought us into the fellowship. And it's been that way through the years. And I think some of those folks are still around the church, but the whole church is a loving, caring church. And it reminds me of my old church, I guess. That's a memory, a benefit, you know. And I've been to other churches that are not as friendly or as caring, or doesn't, you know, they seem to be a little cold. So I've always just enjoyed the fellowship at Roswell.
Well, that's a very good description and a very good answer, and I think it fits together very, very well. Steve, let me ask one more question, if you will, and that is, give a piece of advice to the person who might be listening to our conversation right now as to what you would say to them about how they move forward with their Christian walk at Roswell First Baptist.
Well, wherever you are, at Roswell First Baptist or wherever, I think staying in the Word is key to anybody's faith and growth in Christ. I have, through the years, learned more and more about how to study the Word, first from my dad, but from Brantley Seymour and from Jerry Songer and all along the way. And I think that's key. Stay in the Word, stay close to Jesus in your prayer. And I think prayer is something that maybe some of us neglect, but I think it's key. It's key to being having a fellowship with your Lord.
So beautifully said, and we thank you, Steve Ivey. Roswell First Baptist Church members have more memories of witnesses, service, and fellowship like we've just heard. So come back and hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and love for Christ and dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.